case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
We were just talking before during that song about both our partners getting us into a health kick. Or are you getting Greg's into a health kick?
We've just both collectively agreed to not buy takeaway.
Yeah.
Because we didn't like... We like to splurge. We like to spoil ourselves. And it wasn't until like I actually kind of thought about it and went, if a doctor asked me right now if I'm eating healthy, I would have to say no, because we were getting takeaway so much because it's just cheap and convenient. Like, you can get a whole meal at KFC for $7.45. Like, that's cheap.
That's absolutely
bargain. You can get a whole pizza for $5.
Yeah.
So we were just doing that because more the convenience side of it than anything.
Well, Eden's trying to get us into a health kick as well. We're going to, today actually, we've got an appointment for a tour at the playground gym.
Oh, look, how are you going to get, are you going to lift?
No.
How much are you going to lift, bro?
No. If it's a weightlift, I've never been to the playground, but I'm sure a lot of people have. But if it's like a weightlifting gym, I'll just say to Eden, look, I'm not into weights. I'm a cardio guy. I run on the treadmill. I'll do like light workouts, like, you know, high repetition, low weight, that type of stuff. Mm. But Eden's like, look, I want to try and get healthy. It's been like 8 weeks or 9 weeks after I had a baby. I want to try and get back into, you know, doing some health and fitness. I was like, great, I'll support you. We'll go to this playground gym. We'll check it out, see if you want to join up. She said, look, I want to do weightlifting. I want to do some weight training. I'm like, sure, you can
go
do
for it.
You absolutely go for it. You do whatever you want to do. She's like, okay, well, I'd like to start taking pre-workout. And I was like, cool. Don't really know anything about pre-workout, but if you want to do that, sure. She's more of the health buff. She knows more about the healthy, you know, trends, that sort of stuff. So you want pre-workout? That's fine. So we went into Nutrition Warehouse across from Stockland there in Wenderee, and we got this tiny little tub of pre-workout. And the guy said, look, have you ever had pre-workout before? We both went, nope. And they went, okay, all right. What are you looking for? And we're like, look, we're just wanting something that will give us the motivation and the energy to go to the gym.
Yeah, for those that don't know, pre-workout has a lot of stimulant in it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you like so have like too much energy. So think that you've had like a really strong coffee.
Yep.
And you just have like this energy, like I need to burn it off. So then it makes you do more reps and go a little bit harder at the gym than what you normally would push yourself to.
Exactly. We asked this guy at a Nutrition Warehouse, we said, look, how powerful is it? What is it? He said, look, it's probably about 3 to 4 times more powerful than a coffee. It's got a lot of caffeine in it. It's pretty potent. And we went, okay, fantastic. We bought it, took it home, bought some two little shakers as well. The little
you're going all out.
We are all in. We went home. We went, this is like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right? When you should be winding down.
Yeah.
We went, do you want to try some?
And oh, God.
We both went, yeah, sure. We looked on the tiny little tub. It said, look, take a heaped scoop, one heaped scoop
you
into
didn't.
250 mils of water. And we went, sure.
Oh, my God.
We'll just do what the...
Anyone that's taken pre-workout before knows where this is going.
Anyone that's on the way to the gym right now who's got pre-workout in their hand. We went, yeah, 250 mils of water, one heaped scoop, fantastic. We took that and we were absolutely buzzing.
Well, yeah, so...
What happened was Eden was on the toilet, okay? I was out of the bathroom and I said, Eden. And she goes, yeah. And I went, my nose is starting to tingle. And this tingling started from the tip of my nose and went all through my head, right? And I felt like, I don't know if you've seen Over the Hedge, but I felt like Manny out of
slow-mo?
And the world started to slow down, and I was like, oh, my God, is this what, like, taking, like, some hallucinogens is like? Because my whole body was tingling.
Yeah, I wish she had, contacted me or something or someone, because the first thing, like, with pre-workout, I can't take it because I don't drink coffee or caffeine of any kind. So if I have any type of stimulant, I will be bouncing off the walls for days on end. But when I used to take Fat Burner, which is also kind of a pre-workout in a sense because it does have stimulants in it, I would have to take, you start with like a tiny little quarter. You take like what you don't think would make an effect on you, like the tiniest little bit.
Yeah.
And then once that stops working, then you go to a half. And then that's what you put like, and then like by like a long period of time, you work up to taking a full scoop. So the fact that you took a heaped full scoop without ever going to the gym, and then you weren't like going to go to the gym after.
No, you just wanted to sit down and watch a movie.
You silly, silly boy.
Oh, yeah, I know.